Britney Spears with Swimming in the Stars.
She's an international star of her own, in her own right. We've got a national star on the rise that we're talking to today on the Friday Music Club. It's Algoa FM on the drive every Friday. We do just this. Today we want to introduce you to possibly your next favorite. He is a rapper. He has a background in radio as well as a radio producer. He is a music producer and somewhat of an informal movie star as well, with a Warner Brothers movie, by the way. And he is live right now, working from home today, I believe. The one and only Fancy Truth. Mr. Truth, how's your afternoon?
Wow, what an intro. Thanks much, Roland.
Do I know you well enough to call you by your first name, Fancy?
Of course. You can even call me Mr. F, you know?
Mr. F.
Let's just roll with it.
Sounds so mysterious. All right.
Well, Mr. F, Fancy Truth, tell us about the name. Why Fancy Truth?
Well, hi, Ray. Nice to finally speak to you on the phone. The name Fancy Truth pretty much just describes my musical style, in a sense that everything, all of my lyrics and everything that I rap about is based on like actual experiences, either my own or those close to me. So it's all real or the truth. And the fancy part is just, you know, in terms of the storytelling, I'm not just going to take you from point A to point B. I'm going to take you on the scenic route with my lyrics.
I like the way you describe that. Yeah.
Making the truth fancy. Yeah.
I like it. Now, your rap skills are not just entry-level rap skills. Warner Brothers made a film, and you got a part in it. Tell me about the movie in 2012, the movie House Party, Tonight's the Night. You were in the film.
Yes, I had my, 2-3 minutes of fame, I guess, back then.
2 minutes of rapping is no game, my man.
Yeah, I know. It was quite an experience. I mean, I actually auditioned for a different role. And then it turns out they're looking for rappers. So then before I left the audition room, I just did one of my own verses. And then, yeah, I got the part. So
you also ended up working with Wax Beach. Tell us the story of how you connected in the first place. It's a real, for me, a nice idea in terms of reaching out. It wasn't automatic. It wasn't like you were colleagues and at the same record company and some executive decided you should work together. You made it happen, didn't you?
Well, yeah, so it's a funny story. I mean, I'm pretty much a civilian. You know, I mean, I've always had this passion for rapping and making music, but just I never really applied myself fully. So I think it was last year, March 2020, I was driving home from work one day, and I heard that song By My Side by Wax Beach and Kerwin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a part in the chorus where the beat just plays, and I'm sitting in traffic, peak hour traffic, and I just started freestyling, making up my own words, and by the time I'd reached home, I kind of had most of the verse, and then I uploaded that to Instagram. I tagged them in it. They liked the post, and then the country went into lockdown at the end of March, and I just found myself working from home. I had a bit more time on my hands. I was making little rap videos as a way of documenting the crazy events of COVID-19, and I just thought, you know, if I'm ever going to pursue a career in music and I have all this time on my hands, you know, I don't have an excuse. So I just kind of popped them an inbox on Instagram, and I got the email address, and then we just got in touch and we decided to work together.
And you created Bubble Boy. Tell us about the song and why is it called Bubble Boy?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of influence from the very old movie, but with Jay Chanel, called Bubble Boy, where this guy basically spends the entire movie in a plastic bubble because he doesn't have an immune system and he has to keep away from the germs. And so I mean, it was level 5 lockdown, and I just thought, you know, all of us are unable to see our loved ones, you know, friends and family, and I just thought about what it would be like to date someone to the relationship.
Hang on. This is the most important part. We can't have you cut your signal. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Start again, because I think this is something people are relating to. Imagine meeting someone or wanting to date during lockdown. Talk to me. That's what the song's about, right?
Yes. I mean, at that point of lockdown, we were unable to see a lot of our loved ones, whether it be friends or family, and I just thought about during that time being...
So dating during that time. Mm.
So you spend time on video calls and everything. Just like, you know, all of us were kind of in our own bubble. And that's this inspiration.
Oh,
all right, so that's where the inspiration came from.
Well, listen, I'm glad someone addressed the issue because, I mean, wasn't it the president or the police minister who was talking about no kissing, hugging? Yeah, and you addressed the issue in music. Where do we find you? Where do we find the song? Where do we get hold of you online?
Okay, great. So, featuring speech is on all of the digital streaming platforms like Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, YouTube, and you can find me on Instagram at Fancy Truth Music, and on Facebook as well at Fancy Truth Music, and also on YouTube, just Fancy Truth. I make a lot of freestyle videos and other weird content.
Rapper, all right, cool. Movie star, songwriter in traffic, and now first play on Algoa FM with Wax Beach, Fancy Truth. Thanks for chatting to us. All the strength in the world for your music career going forward, and all the best for Bubble Boy.
Thanks so much, Roland. Appreciate it. Thanks, Roshi.
Bye.
Here it is on Algoa FM for the first time. Fancy Truth with Wax Beach, Bubble Boy.
Yeah, Fancy Truth. Wax Beach.